每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
2月5日，聚会崇拜的重要性。你们不可停止聚会。希伯来书10章25节。自然界处处可以启迪我们上帝的思想，这点我无意反驳。大卫也曾说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。但与此同时，我也绝不赞成你缺席参加教会敬拜。经上写着，基督爱教会，为教会舍己。经文出自以弗所书5章25节。假如我们的主对教会的爱达到了为之献身的地步，那么我们也要多多支持教会并参与其中，才能够得上相当的敬意。西奥多·罗斯福有句话说得好，你固然可以在任何时间、任何地点来敬拜上帝，但假如连在特定的某时某地都无法敬拜，那就更别提随时随地的敬拜了。让我们一起祷告。我敬爱的主，几千年来，基督徒相聚在一起敬拜你，感谢你让我成为了这个有福的家庭中的一员。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
February 5th, The Importance of Corporate Worship. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Hebrews 10:25.I will not argue with you about nature-inspiring thoughts of God. David said, The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. But, at the same time, I would give you no comfort about absenting yourself from the house of God. The Bible says, Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. If our Lord loved it enough to die for it,then we should respect it enough to support and attend it. I like what Theodore Roosevelt once said, You may worship God anywhere, at any time, but the chances are that you will not do so unless you have first learned to worship Him somewhere, in some particular place, at some particular time. Let's pray.Down through the years, beloved Lord, Christians have met to worship you. Thank you that I am a part of this blessed family. In Jesus' name, Amen.